My name is Laura Jerd from Dinosaur, and you're listening to Radio Storfunk.
So, Laura, you just opened the Jazz Art Festival in Schwäbisch Hall. How was your Wonder Trail in Schwäbisch Hall?
Yeah, it was a really wonderful concert, really nice to be here. It's always a treat to come and play in Germany, so yeah, great to open this festival as well. Lots of amazing artists and a really nice audience as well, so it was really fun for us.
Your music has been described as trumpet-led instrumental music. Are you happy with that definition?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is a very broad, well, specific, but genre-less phrase, which means that whatever direction we go in, I don't think that'll ever change that description, you know, so certainly, yeah.
What means your trumpet for you?
The trumpet, I guess, playing, like, you know, the trumpet-led thing, I guess. I write all the music for Dinosaur, and I'm a trumpet player, and that's kind of the starting point, I guess, for all the music, or a defining feature of the band sound is the trumpet, you know. Yeah.
But I read you used to play a piano when you were 4 years old, and how you switched to trumpet then?
Yeah, well, I didn't exactly switch, because I mean, I still play piano now, but I never really, I sort of pursued trumpet as my main sort of thing performance-wise. I still sort of kept having lessons as I was growing up on piano as well, but yeah, trumpet just became the thing that I ended up doing more of, for whatever reason. But I picked it up at school and really liked it, and yeah.
And what about the name Dinosaur? Your music doesn't sound so old. Why Dinosaur?
Yeah, I guess it's not in reference to age, but I just always love the just like the sound of the word, and the kind of creature kind of reminds me of a certain kind of sound. It's just I kind of always wanted a band called Dinosaur, and we were already playing together, and it just felt like maybe this was it, you know.
And how you formed as a group together, like how it came?
Well, we were all studying at a music college in London together, in southeast London. And yeah, I mean, I feel so fortunate that we all ended up in the same place at the same time. And, you know, we're real kind of kindred spirits, and it feels really wonderful to be playing together now after. It's 10 years next year that we will be playing. So we started in, I think, 2010, rehearsing as a band, so.
And you are a composer, yeah? And can you say something about the process you write music or to shape it for a concert like today?
Yeah, I mean, when I'm writing music for this band, I mean, and most projects that I do, actually, I'm fortunate enough to know a lot of the musicians playing, and of course I know everyone's playing very well in Dinosaur. So as well as thinking about the instruments that I'm writing for, I'm very much writing for the people playing the instruments. So when I write for Dinosaur, I'm really thinking about how Corey plays the drums when I write the sort of, or think about the drum parts, and Connor on bass when I think about the bass parts, and again Elliot on piano. They're such distinctive voices in their own right, just as improvisers, that they give me a lot of inspiration in terms of what to write, you know.
It's hard to talk not about politics in those days, especially when concerns like British politics. So you are already annoyed by the question, but what is your comment on the Brexit topic?
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, it seems to have been, it's so long, this whole process. And back in 2016, when there was the Brexit vote, I remember being, I can't remember being more disappointed about anything political. Like, I've been politically disappointed by, you know, general elections and things in the past, but I was truly, truly sad and dismayed and disappointed. And, you know, I guess that still remains, but it feels like it's been such a long process and nobody knows what's going to happen, that you almost become a little bit numb to it, you know. So thank goodness for music, you know.
So, and what does it mean, Brexit, for you as an artist?
I have no idea. I mean, I don't think anybody knows how it will affect, you know, being able to tour, you know, outside of the UK. I mean, it would be a real shame if we couldn't share our music with as many audiences as a result, but we'll just have to see.